everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll check in with the red-hot Saginaw Spirit. That may have caught you off guard a little bit, but check the standings. The Spirit have moved up over the last while in the Western Conference, maybe flying under the radar a little bit in the eyes of some. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Ben Jones of the Niagara Ice Dogs. He had 7 points in 3 games last week and was a +3, rounding out 2017 in style for the Ice Dogs as they had a pretty strong end to the year, coming into 2018 19-11, 3-2, third overall in the Eastern Conference. He is a prospect of the Vegas Golden Knights, is Ben Jones, after being chosen in the 7th round by the Golden Knights in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft. Originally selected by Niagara 7th overall in the 2015 OHL Priority Selection, and now having a strong third season in the OHL. Meantime, the Saginaw Spirit have been playing some very strong hockey of late, and to get more on the Spirit, we're joined by radio voice Joey Botano.
Joey, Spirit got off to a bit of an up-and-down start, but have really turned things around. What's been the key of why the Spirit have been playing some really good hockey over the last while?
You know, it's funny. It's certainly not an individual effort, but if you look at the record of the team, 16 wins have come since the acquisition of Mason Conn as an overager. So I think that acquisition and his impact to the lineup right off the bat, you know, adding some leadership up front and really, you know, making a difference. I think he had a goal and an assist in his first game against London, a game we won in overtime. His addition to the lineup was huge, and I think, you know, players have been able to feed off that. And you look at the line he plays with Gilmore and Bowlers, and, you know, Kyle Bowlers has been a guy now who's made a consistent offensive contribution. So his addition has been kind of infectious for the whole forward group, and really, you know, obviously having Cormier in goal too has been huge, and he's been getting the bulk of the playing time.
We saw, you know, Mason Conn about a little over a point a game since coming over, but you're around this team all the time, and is that sort of what you've seen and heard? It's what he's added both in terms of some offensive force, but just that veteran presence and really helping some of the young guys along?
Yeah, I mean, you look at our lineup, it's, you know, it's 99s and 2000s and, you know, the 401s that we have. So, you know, Keaton Middleton, Mason Conn, these are the leaders of amongst the older group. And, you know, Mason's come in and, you know, he's had a pretty loud voice off the ice with this group too. And it's been all positive. And so that's great for him. And obviously Troy Smith knows him well from coaching him in Kitchener. So he knew exactly what kind of player he was getting in Mason. And it's worked out really well for him.
You talked about Evan Cormier, you know, goaltending is obviously huge in this league. One of the top guys in save percentage throughout the year. Draft choice of the Devils, you know, I'm sure the Spirit's success has been a lot to do, and you don't talk about an individual, certainly, but anytime you have a strong goaltender, it really helps.
Well, getting him back from New Jersey this year was key, and they have a very large goaltending stable, mostly OHL goaltenders, and Evan's a part of that, and so, you know, with them having so much depth at that position gave us the flexibility of getting Evan back for his overage season, and that, you know, in itself has been, you know, could have been the turning point of our season. And so it's really allowed our younger players to get a taste of winning right away, which is so important. And, you know, quite frankly, with Evan being here, it's won us some hockey games that maybe we shouldn't have won here in the first half of the season. It's gotten us in a position where, you know, we're right now tied for third in the division and sixth in the conference.
Do you think it took a little bit of time for the players to adjust? Anytime you have a new head coach come in this case, Troy Smith, been around the OHL for a long time, but new to this group, maybe took a little bit of time to adjust to his style?
A little bit. And, you know, I look at a player like Marcus Crawford, who's had 4 head coaches in his career with the Saginaw Spirit, and you know, a player like that that has to readjust. But then, you know, I look at some that our team's mostly young, and so, you know, a good percentage of our players didn't really have that adjustment stage where this is their first year regardless of who the head coach is. So Troy came in, it got off to a little bit of a tough start. I think everyone was just trying to get their feet wet, and you know, when you have such a young group and everyone's learning at the same time, you know, you go through mistakes and you learn together, right? So I think that was huge to get that experience and maybe go through some growing pains together. And, you know, they never deviated from the plan, though. They talk about the process all the time. And, you know, I've asked Troy about it, and I'm not quite sure what exactly the process is, but whatever the process is, it's been working.
You, of course, working with the Spirit, not only doing the broadcast, but working with the team, and we've known the Saginaw Spirits through their history, is being involved, and certainly being involved in Mid-Michigan communities there. And I know whether it was the Guns and Hoses Night, for example, which is kind of a unique thing there with the police and fire, so many things. Just bring people up to speed, especially around the league, of some of all, just all that involvement the Saginaw Spirit has away from the rink, that of course helps bring people out to the rink, but just, you know, on off days and things like that.
Yeah, sure. I think I'll go to our most recent one was for Can Council, and it was Superhero Night. And this is a specially night that benefits abused and neglected children in the Great Lakes Bay region. And so what we've done, we partnered with the Can Council, we partnered with Yo and Yo, which is a local business consulting firm in Saginaw, and we wear our superhero jerseys. We have the kids dress up in their superhero outfits, and they wear those and on the ice, and they have a little parade during the intermissions. And we have a specialty jersey. We auction those off at the end of the game. And just like most cause marketing events, you know, that money goes to benefit, you know, in this case, the Can Council and Abused and Neglected Children. But, you know, I think what Saginaw has done is they've taken some, you know, out-of-the-box issues that, you know, don't get as much attention as, you know, say the obvious ones, you know, and found a way to get everyone involved in the community, and like mental health awareness, something that obviously, you know, near and dear to us in Saginaw, and now the entire Canadian Hockey League is doing a mental health awareness night, and I think that's so important, you know, not only on the ice for the players' education, but also the fan base's education as well.
That was Joey Botano of the Saginaw Spirit. Meantime, this week's CHL Top 10 rankings has the Sioux Greyhounds leading the way once again, as they came into the week with the winning streak that was eventually snapped on Thursday night by the Mississauga Steelheads. Three other OHL teams in the top 10, the Hamilton Bulldogs at 6, the Kitchener Rangers at 7, and the Sarnia Sting coming in at number 9 this week. The OHL top performers for the month of December feature three Sioux Greyhounds. Morgan Frost is the OHL Player of the Month with 20 points during the course of 10 games. The OHL Rookie of the Month, Rasmus Sandin of the Greyhounds, as he had a total of 2 goals and 7 assists in 11 games, playing some strong hockey on the back end for the Greyhounds. And the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, Matthew Volalta of the Hounds, a perfect 7-0 record with a 2.25 goals against average and .923 save percentage in December. The only non-Greyhound on the list, the OHL Defenseman of the Month, Evan Bouchard of the London Knights, as he led all OHL defensemen with 16 points on the back of 5 goals and 11 assists in 11 games, and also a +7 for the Knights during December. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.